Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for this Friday, going to be partly cloudy. We'll have a high of about 77. In Kenosha right now, it's cloudy, 58 degrees, 52 in Burlington, 59 Milwaukee. Racine, we're partly cloudy and 59 degrees. The community-oriented policing house at what had been Jacato Drive in Racine is now called the Ernest and Bernice Steinberg COP House, and it has a new address on Anthony Lane at the corner with Romaine Avenue. Police Chief Art Howell says that the Steinbergs and their foundation's help are what community policing is all about, partnerships and the community's involvement.
We've had departments from all across the nation call us over the last 2 years to ask us how we maintain the relationships we have with the community. And I can tell you how it works. You have to have great leadership and vision, in which we had in Chief Polzine. You have to have great officers. But more important than all of that is you have to have some community support. And I can honestly tell you, as Chief, I've had phenomenal community support.
Community policing began with former Chief Richard Polzine, who has stayed involved in establishing new locations, including Mount Pleasant, and credits everybody connected to the program. Mayor John Dickert noted Racine's COP program reputation is well known across the country and with the federal government.
The reality is that the leadership here, the leadership of the past that brought this together with our police department, is why we are here today celebrating another community policing house. But we put names on it because, as we were just talking about with the Steinbergs, one person can make a difference.
The Anthony Drive COP house has a computer lab courtesy of NBA star Caron Butler and his wife, others also recognized for contributing to the facility. The Steinbergs unveiled the sign for the COP house. That was created by students at Park High School under the guidance of technical education teacher Thomas Stapleton. The new Anthony Lane signs were also unveiled. The new real estate company that bought most of the apartment buildings there, fixing them up, seeking that changes as part of the neighborhood upgrade. A teenager in Racine facing charges in adult court allegedly broke into Mitchell Elementary School recently, along with another teen, and caused over $2,500 worth of damage. The break-in Wednesday morning discovered by school personnel, several windows broken, damage done to a couple of copying machines, a general mess left behind. Security footage indicated a suspect was identified, and then 17-year-old Nathan Bush admitted that he and the other teen broke into the school. His preliminary hearing is set for next week. The other teen is 16, charged in juvenile court. A Racine man gets 22 and a half years in prison for contributing to the death of his girlfriend who died of a heroin overdose. Racine County Judge Michael Piontek also giving Eric Gallup 7.5 years of extended supervision. He pleaded no contest to charges of second-degree reckless homicide and manufacturing heroin. Sarah Blasick and her unborn child found dead in Gallup's apartment in November of 2010. A Kenosha man accused of shooting his friend has pleaded guilty to a reduced count of first-degree reckless homicide. 29-year-old Roland Garza, originally accused of first-degree intentional homicide with the death of Carl Nichols last March. He'll be sentenced in both cases coming up on August the 6th. Will Garza, he pleaded no contest to an unrelated count of substantial battery from a domestic violence case. More court testimony in a recent multi-day hearing on evidentiary planting in the Kenosha murder case involving a former police officer did not generate apparently the kind of revelations needed for prompting the defendant to withdraw his guilty plea. So the sentencing for Marquise Tibbs has been scheduled for next month. The hearing featured testimony from Police Chief John Morrissey and DA Robert Zaff. Defense Attorney Terry Rose contending Zaff and the police department were slow to react to former officer Kyle Barr's misconduct when that surfaced. After the plea hearing, Rose said that he has no regrets over calling Zaff and half a dozen others, including the chief, to the witness stand, saying that their testimony generated some useful insights.
I believe the police department needs to take a closer look at how they handle cases, and they've got to handle them more objectively. In this case, I feel that the officers involved were too close to Mr. Bears and put their friendship ahead of an impartial investigation.
Former Officer Bars, who planted the bullet and the suspect's ID at the crime scene, is now facing charges himself. And Kenosha Police Chief John Morrissey now indicates he will be leaving office as Mayor Keith Bosman's term ends. That'll be in April of next year. Morrissey making the announcement on the retirement date in a letter to the Fire and Police Commission. Says he chose the date so that there could be a smooth transition for city government and the police department.
After a meeting with Mayor Bosman, we felt that the transition would probably be easier to do it on that date Plus, it gives the Police and Fire Commission about 9 months to...
On a party-line vote, the State Assembly adopts a bill that would ban abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy, Governor Walker promising to sign the measure, which has already passed the state Senate. State Assembly adopts a resolution that affirms support for open government here in Wisconsin. More on this from Andrew Beckett.
Following the controversy over a state budget provision that could have severely limited public access to legislative records, Democrats pushed for a resolution on the floor to show the Assembly's commitment to keeping the law unchanged. Minority Leader Peter Barca.
The people that we work for have a right to the records that they pay for.
The open records changes were deleted from the budget. The resolution passed on a 96-1 vote. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
UW System President Ray Cross telling the Board of Regents the budget now awaiting Governor Walker's signature is actually better than what the governor had originally proposed.
The state Senate restored $25 million in funding for the UW system, an effort that was also approved by the state assembly. This funding has lapsed in the budget, so it will not positively impact our bottom line for this biennium, but it will increase our base for the 17-19 budget.
The governor's budget included a $150 million cut for the UW system. In May, the Joint Finance Committee led the legislature in reducing it to $125 million, led by Republicans. A group hoping to form a standalone school district in Caledonia has now started a campaign to try and raise the $3,000 needed to do a feasibility study after the village board this week voted against funding it. According to a Facebook posting, Citizens for a Caledonia School District started the fundraising on Wednesday and says by Thursday afternoon it collected $1,240, noting that if everybody who voted yes in the April 7th referendum gave just $12, they would reach their goal to get the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance to do the study. She thought it would look nice, so Alicia Villa painted an old used tire to be a planter as part of the landscaping for her commercial property at 1935 State Street in Racine, only to be told by the city that tire is considered a waste product and a threat to water quality, not to mention unacceptable under the conditional use permit she received. City Plan Commission heard about it this week, Villa trying to argue that her creation is art, while documenting businesses like Milliger's using tires as planters. And no problem with that.
Everyone has different opinions, different tastes. I'm unique, as you can see. With this tire, I saved it from an actual dump. It was a dumped tire somewhere. My husband found it on the street. I figured it's a bigger tire than what the normal cars use, obviously. I could plant a nice, like you see it, and make it more decorative.
Mayor John Dickert pointing out that Milliger's and other businesses are outside Racine, and right now tire planters and related uses are not allowed in the city.
We currently do not have an opportunity under the law for citizens to use tires for art or for their yards or anything else. We do have a tire situation in Racine, and we have been working to try to find a tire recycling company to alleviate that situation. However, that hasn't been done yet. So yes, our team does go out, and if they do find tires in someone's yard or on the street, they do find people.
Villa was denied a request to leave the tire for the summer, to which she responded, quote, "I just will remember this very much, and it will be something probably mentioned on Facebook," unquote. Mayor Dickert responded, again quoting, "You can mention it all you want, you can threaten all you want, but I try to stay by the law." Villa's original landscaping plan was no problem for city planning staffers, just the tire planter, and she indicated she'll remove that. WRJN.com throughout the day, your source for our local news. Whenever you want to go to our webpage, find that local news section and stay informed. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.